You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. My last guests today are here from Travel Juno. Welcome, Richard Burns, and you're the chair of the Travel Juno Board of Directors. Hello. And Liz Perry, your executive director? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm president and CEO.
President and CEO, yes.
Gotcha. It's the same thing. She's in charge.
Okay. Welcome, both of you. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being here today. We always like to check in with you guys. Richard, let's start with you. Tell me a bit about your job. What do you do as the chair of the Travel Juno Board, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, I'm new on the chairman side of the board. I've actually been on the board for a number of years now, I think probably 9 or something like that. So being the chair of the board happened in last July, and it's really a case of getting together a good group of people on the board who understand the tourism industry from all aspects and trying to move the industry forward. That's what we try and do, and we try and do that through getting independent visitors to Juno and just managing the whole process as best we can.
What does moving forward look like to you?
Look, I think the main thing right now is to see what the outcomes are of the Mayor's Tourism Task Force. See what comes out as a result of that. And in the meantime, we're going to continue doing what we do to promote, you know, independent travelers and conventions to the city and that kind of thing.
And can you say more about the task force?
Well, I mean, you know about the Mayor's Task Force, right? You don't know about the Mayor's Task Force. Okay. Well, the Mayor put together a task force to look into the visitor industry to see about how we manage or if we manage or what we need to do to better manage tourism in the city. And that task force is ongoing now. Carol Treem is running that task force. And we'll see what happens when that comes out. The mayor gave a timeline of, I believe it's the end of February, for the task force to have done their work. It may take a little longer than that, but there's some good folks on that board, and we'll see what happens.
Anything to add, Liz?
Well, as Richard said, we want the task force to move through its work. It's taking a lot of community input as well. People can put comments to the board or to the task force in terms of what they are seeing as impacts or benefits of the industry, you know, to the community. And we're going to support that as best we can.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that information with me. But today you're both here to do some myth busting about the visitor industry. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. What are some of the myths that you want to go over today?
Well, to kind of put some context around this, as this task force is moving through with their work, we have been hearing through some of the comments and at some of the meetings just some misinformation that is anecdotal in the community. And we want to make sure that the community has the correct information about what's actually happening. So we've got a little kind of mini campaign going again, bust some myths and get the record straight about the impacts of the industry. One of the myths that we have been hearing, for example, is that Juno residents are getting turned away at Bartlett Regional Hospital because, especially in the summertime, they're super busy with so many visitors and tourists that the residents can't even get in to get help. And that is false. Chuck Bill will tell you that they have never turned away anyone from the emergency room. There may be a slightly longer wait time, but no one has ever been turned away. They're not going to be turned away. And in fact, the industry provides about 13% of their operating budget. So it's actually helping provide and support services that Juno residents benefit from at the hospital all year long.
Yeah, and I mean, to put that into some kind of a context, 13%, what does that mean? We're talking about $10 million. That's a lot of money to help offset what goes on at Bartlett.
All right. Well, that's good to know. What's next on the list?
Well, we have some misinformation about ownership of all of the property that is south of the Red Dog Saloon. There is the perception that all of the retail stores along South Franklin there are owned by the cruise ship lines, and that is not true. They are independently owned. They may have a connection to the cruise lines, you know, for marketing or whatever, but they are independently owned, and they are not owned by the cruise lines at all.
But it is true that some of them are only open seasonally.
That's true. I think that's the difference. They, you know, the seasonal offerings versus the year-round offerings. And, of course, they pick up and they move on. But, you know, they're simply doing what every capitalist will do. They're following they're following the money. So they see an opportunity and they come in and they here. So they're here seasonally, but they are not they're not cruise line operated at all.
You see signs in some of those shop windows that say this business is owned by an Alaskan family or someone from Alaska. Are they allowed to put that sign up in the window if that's not technically true? Or
they're not supposed to.
Okay. we can trust the sign.
You should be able to trust the sign, yes. If it says it is owned and operated by an Alaska family, we can certainly check that out.
Great. All right. What else?
Well, I mean, one of the things, too, is that operators, this is one of the myths, that operators don't pay sales tax on excursions when they buy those on board the ships. And that means the city doesn't receive any economic benefit from the sales of those kind of excursions. And that's just not factual. I mean, they buy the excursions, they pay the sales tax, the city gets the benefit. So that's one of those very important myths to understand, because if people have these kind of views about the industry that aren't correct, it's hard to form a valued opinion, like a good opinion on it, if you don't have the right information. This is what we're trying to do, is to give those that kind of information to help in formulating those opinions and views about the industry.
Well, that's a good one to know. Any others?
Well, one thing that I hear kind of frequently is that the excursion operators are not Juneau residents, that, you know, at the end of the season, they just pack up, send their staff home, and then they head south. Mm-hmm. And in fact, almost all of the operators are Juneau residents or certainly Alaska residents, many of whom have Juneau as their full-time residence. They're raising families here. Many have grown up in Juneau, and they are fully vested in Juneau as their community. So we want to dispel that as well. I really cannot think of any operators that are not Juneau-based, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to know that these people that are doing these excursions, they are like our friends and our neighbors. They're not people that just fly in, do something, and then, you know, go back at the end of the season. That's not how it works.
All right. This is great information. Are you sharing it in other avenues apart from, everybody's favorite Juneau afternoon?
Well, we're sharing it on the Travel Juneau website as well as part of our Tourism Works campaign. And we are actually running a little mini campaign to dispel some myths on some other local radio stations. And we encourage people to listen in and take part of that campaign.
That's terrific. Any other upcoming events or activities you want to mention related to Travel Juneau while you're here?
Well, we would like your listeners to save the date for April 11th. It's a Saturday, and that is our annual travel fair. That's an event that we have been putting on for over a dozen years, and it's extremely well received. It's an opportunity for the community to come in and meet some of our partners, take advantage of local specials, and get to know Travel Juneau a little bit better and have a great time. And we'll also be giving away those all-important Alaska Airlines tickets as well in raffle.
Richard, anything to add to what Liz has been saying?
No, just to say that I think that Travel Juneau is looking at what's going to come out of the Mayor's Task Force, and Travel Juneau is always working very hard, and we work with TBMP, Tourism Best Management, to help manage the visitor industry as best as we can, and we're going to continue to do that.
All right. Well, Liz Perry and Richard Burns, both from Travel Juneau, thank you so much for speaking with me today. TravelJuneau.com is the website. It's a great place to go for more information. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate all the information that you shared.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got the Slowdown with U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith.